Hi, I'm Andrew, and today I'd like to take you through our grounding practice. In my work with individuals and organisations, I find that this practice, even though it's very simple, is very effective in helping us stay present. With so much going on these days, it's often difficult to stay in the moment, grounded and present to the people or situations that we find ourselves in. Our mind will often take us into the past, into the future, our next meeting, lots of different distractions. So this exercise has proven very useful, and I hope it's useful for you as well. So the first part of this is making yourself comfortable. You might be sitting, you may well be driving. So just sitting in a comfortable position, aligning your spine. You may want to take your shoes off so you can connect to the ground with your feet. And the first part of this is to connect with your breath. So just notice your breath as it comes into your body and out of your body. Noticing how deeply it reaches into your body, and then following the breath out. Notice if there's any air in your lungs that you might have been holding. So just let that go. And ask your body, what kind of breath does it need right now? It may need to take 3 or 4 deep breaths. And if it does, then just let your body do that. Just noticing the breath. Being with your breath. Great. Now I'd like to ask you to bring your attention to your feet and just notice how they feel on the ground. One may be heavier than the other. They may not feel like they're fully in touch with the ground. They may feel even. All you're doing is noticing. Noticing how your feet feel on the ground. This may be the first time you've checked in to how they feel on the ground today, this or this week. And once you've connected to your feet on the ground, coming up into your calves and your lower leg, bringing your attention to how do your calves and your lower legs feel. There may be some tightness there. If there is any tightness or stress, I want you to use your mind to let that stress go down through your feet and into the ground. Making a connection into the ground. This may look like a line of energy flowing into the ground. You may think of your nervous system as it flows down your legs and spreads out into your feet. All you're doing is letting go of anything that does not serve you. Any energy that your calves are holding that does not serve you. Letting it go into the ground. Try not to overthink it. Just ask yourself the question, Is there any energy sitting in my calves that does not serve me? If that's true, you can let it go. Coming up into your thighs, noticing how they feel, the back of your thighs, the top of your thighs, the front of your thighs. Again, if there's any energy that doesn't serve you, letting it go down your lower legs, through your feet and into the ground. So you're letting go of anything that does not serve you. Our bodies hold on to a lot of stress. This is your opportunity to create what you want and to ask yourself, am I holding anything that doesn't serve me? Letting go of anything that you don't need. Down your legs, through your feet, into the ground. Coming up into your pelvis. So this is an area that we can hold a lot of tension. Just checking in, remembering that there's a front and a back and the area deep inside your pelvis. Just noticing, is there tension there? And if there is, can I let it go now? Down my legs, down my calves, down through my feet, and into the ground. Any tension that you are holding in your body is from something that you've already lived. You can't relive it, so you may as well let any energy that remains from that event go down to the ground. The earth is happy to take it. Really noticing deep inside your pelvis if there's anything that you can let go of. Coming up into your stomach. So again, this area, we can hold a lot of tension in our stomach. Anxiety, worry. Remembering you have a front and a back, so your lower back. Tuning into that area of your body. Is there any tension or stress that I'm holding that doesn't serve me and I can now let go of? Down your legs, down through your feet, into the ground. It can be that simple. Checking in with your breath. Noticing your breath. Also throughout this process, notice how your mind wants to wander. That's normal. All you need to do is gently but firmly bring it back to the present and to focus on what you're focusing on, your body and what your body is holding. Coming up into your chest, front and the back, the area around your heart, breathing into that area. If there's any tension or stress, choosing to let it go down through your body, through your legs, into the ground. Notice how your mind wanders. Gently but firmly bring it back to the present, to the one thing that you're focusing on. Your body. Breathing into your chest, the area behind your heart, middle of your back, your upper back. Letting go of any energy that doesn't serve you. Coming up into your neck and your shoulders. Again, an area we can hold a lot of stress. Notice how your mind wanders. Gently bring it back. Just focusing on your shoulders and your neck. You may want to move your shoulders around and your neck. Gently moving and rolling them forward and back. And choosing to release any stress or any tension that is sitting in your shoulders. And lastly, your head. Noticing how much energy or stress is sitting in your head. Thoughts. And choosing to let go of any stress or any energy that doesn't serve you. Down your body, down along through your legs, through your feet and into the ground. Then bring your attention back to your feet and notice if they feel any differently than they did when you started. They may feel more grounded and more present. They may feel a little tingly. And also notice how you feel now. Do you feel more relaxed? Do you feel less stressed? If that's so, then this feeling is available to you at any point in time. All you need to do is let go of what may be sitting in your body, choosing to become present to this moment, to right now. And I'd like to reflect to you that if you do feel calmer, more connected, nothing in your external world has changed. All you've done is chosen a different internal state. And as I said, that is available to you at any time. You choose. So I hope you've enjoyed this grounding process and I hope you find it useful. The more that you practice it, the easier it becomes and your body will develop a memory of how it feels to be grounded. And if you keep practicing it, you can achieve this state in a few seconds just by bringing your attention to your body and to the present. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.